What if you could sit down with someone from another culture? What if hearing the way they experience life, things that brought them joy, or the moments in their life that changed the way they saw humanity actually changed your view of the world? What if their story gave you more confidence in sharing your own, or more grace in hearing another's? What if it allowed you to see your fellow human and understand that you are a fellow human? I believe humanity holds love and beauty, and I've found it so deeply in these humans and so many more. Individuals that have changed the way I see the world. And I'm so honored to share one of them with you right now. Welcome to today's episode of Your Fellow Human. I'm your host, Liana. Before we get into today's episode, I want to take a second and answer one of the most common questions I get asked. Can I come with you? And the simple answer is yes. I host a few trips a year, but these are not your typical group trips. These are intimate adventures that allow you to travel responsibly, connect authentically, and experience a new culture alongside those that call it home. Whether you are a human looking to experience travel authentically, or a fellow creative looking to deepen your community and experience culture in an intimate and responsible way, this community is for you. If you are interested in joining me or want to see what trips are on the docket, then head to the link in the show notes and join my travel community. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know exactly what I mean when I say the most beautiful parts of this world are those we get to connect with. I love the opportunity hosting these trips gives me to share some of those amazing people with some of you in real life. And if you're tuning in for the first time, I am so excited to share one of those amazing humans with you right now. Today, I want to introduce you to Charisse. Charisse and I are actually here in Scotland, currently driving down the road. And it's a little bit late at night right now, and so this feels like the best time for you guys to meet maybe one of the best versions of Charisse. But Charisse and I got to connect a little while back through the lovely power of social media, and she is an absolute gem of a human being, and I realized that I think the first time we hopped on a call and didn't get off for quite a few hours. And then here we are, some spontaneous conversations later, and having a bit of an incredible experience in Scotland, and I got to join her here and another friend, Laura, and I've just gotten to see all the realities of the amazing human being that she is. So she's agreed to let me share a little bit of her with you guys. So Charisse, thank you for being here today.
Hi, happy to be here.
So I have a list of questions I work through with every guest. They're all designed at just getting to know you, your view of the world, your experience in life, and just a little bit of who you are as a human being.
All right, let's go.
Alrighty, so we'll jump right out the gate then. First one is, who do you define yourself as?
Oh Lord, who do I define myself as? So I do a lot of things, but I've never defined myself by the things I do. I'm a nurse and I'm a photographer and a filmmaker, but those, I feel like those are just like things that we do to like make an ends meet or like make us feel purposeful, but I think I would define myself as very curious. I've always been curious about the world, about people, about exploring, very adventurous. I care a lot about humans in general. And I mean, I care a lot about the planet as a whole, but humans in the sense of like psychology and understanding them, because I've been through a lot. So that's one of the things that I strive for is to be able to create a safe space within myself towards my friends, towards people I meet, so that they can be fully themselves. And I think that's something I really value and try to be. I mean, I'm very creative. I've been creative since I was a kid, and that brings me a lot of purpose. I don't know. I think that's kind of the main parts that I define myself as anyway.
That's a really complete and full answer.
Thanks.
And honestly, like for who I've known you to be, we've been through some lovely experiences and some crazy ones in the past bit here. I've really come to know you as somebody, and I think anybody who knows you would say like that's so aligned. You are somebody who holds space for people so dearly, so sincerely, so so full of life and love and understanding, empathy, and that does come from feeling and experiencing your own parts of life.
somebody who passionately pursues things doesn't define like yourself by the things you do, but really does value other people, value humans, and you are an absolute joy in that. So yeah, I think that's a beautiful answer, very complete. This next one's usually easy, but considering we've done a fabulous job of starving ourselves, might be a little challenging. And also currently, since we were driving, it's about, you know, almost midnight, and we won't have dinner tonight yet again. But what is your favorite food?
No dinner for about 3 days. That is what we're currently seeing in this week. Favorite food? Another very challenging question for me. If I had to pick one, like, go-to, like, thing, I'd probably have to say, like, french fries, because I just love them so much. So, yeah, that's probably it.
That's easy. It's easy enough. Also, another thing you won't be getting this evening.
Sadly, no. I had a plum and a bite of canned mac and cheese, and that was my dinner, so it's delicious.
10 out of 10, do not recommend.
Do not recommend.
Are you reading anything right now?
I actually tend to read like a couple books at a time because I get, my mind gets a little bored with one, so I have to like mix it up so that I can stay stimulated. One that I just finished was Art of Seduction. Very good book, very informative, and just like women of the past, and yeah, and about like female power and things like that. So I really liked that book. Trying to think of the other book that I have. I'd have to look at my phone.
Fair, which you can't do when you're driving.
I have audio. I have a bunch of audiobooks, so I'll listen to them while I'm like driving places, so that, because I don't always have time to read, but I like, I'm very much in like a growth mindset, so like I constantly want to learn more, and like whether it's about myself or the world. So yeah, anyway.
Fair. No, that's cool. I'll add it to my list of books I'm extremely behind on reading.
There you go.
What would you say is your greatest fear?
I feel like you just talked about this not that long ago. Did we talk about this?
I don't know, maybe just the presence of my fears jumping out.
Oh, I did talk about this actually when I was in London. We were at a dinner and we were talking about this. Yeah, so not living up to my fullest potential, which is quite high, but also I think for a long time it was always not being good enough, and that's something that I have worked on for a lot and I'm still working on. But I think that kind of goes along with like the whole like not living to your fullest potential. So I just want to like be the best version of myself, and I think the fear is that like maybe I won't get there. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah.
No, it makes a ton of sense for sure. And especially like, you know, I'll say like knowing what I know about you and just your abilities, and you know, as entertaining as this may or may not be, your many talents that sometimes don't pop into your head right away. So yeah, I mean, when you say like that potential is high, like that's really true and it's accurate. So to say like, I want to make sure I'm living up to that. Yeah, and it's cool because it does seem to really motivate you to actually keep living up to it, so that's cool.
Yeah, definitely very driven by that, so which is good, but I think sometimes it can be maybe not always the healthiest motivation for my life, but you know, it is what works, so I kind of utilize it.
It's keeping you on a good path so far. On the other end of that, what would you say that you value the most?
Communication. In people, friends, relationships, and along that same line is like honesty and being like open. Those are the, like I strive to do that, so I and I have a lot of respect for people who can do that, and it's very frustrating for me when those don't happen. So yeah, those are the things that I think are probably my biggest values.
Yeah,
myself or others.
Yeah, fair. I can appreciate that a lot for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can appreciate your honesty and your devotion to that as well. For sure. What was my train of thought there? When was the last
midnight.
Yeah. When was the last time you felt joy?
Oh, so much this week alone. Wow, that's a great question. I mean, oh, it's cold. Sorry.
The car just decided to tell us that it's 4 degrees.
No, I would say, like, this week I've experienced a lot of joy. This month that I've been traveling, I have. And it's more to do with the people that I've been connecting with. And, like, you guys and, like, people I've met in Norway on that trip, in London. Like, that's what brings me joy, is, like, having deep connections with people. And also, like, along those lines that I said earlier about being a safe place for people to communicate, I've had quite a few people open up, and just because I've just been me, and that feels very reassuring just for myself and the person that I am. And it brings me a lot of joy because I can see them change or just become more of themselves in those moments, and that's really, like, that means a lot for me, and it makes me really happy.
For sure, I think, like, that's something that's super cool. I've actually, like, I've really appreciated watching that in you, of just, I know you said earlier, just the ability to hold space for people is something that you value, and just the way you phrase that of, like, being able to give somebody, you know, maybe a chance to see themselves or see the value and the beauty and the light that's present in them. And mm-hmm. that takes a lot, but it also is extremely rewarding. And it's really, really cool to see that. It's really cool. You get to be that person. You get to say, like, I get to impact these lives by being me.
Yeah.
There's so much beauty in being like, this is who I am. And I get to see, like, the good that gets to come of that. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's along the same lines. It's like, it's not something that I'm actively trying to, you know, do. It just naturally happens. And so I'm usually unaware that it's happened until someone, like, will make a comment and say, like, oh, don't usually talk about this, or I'm not always comfortable talking about this, or, like, oh, it's really crazy, like, I feel way comfortable around you. And it's like, I don't know, like, I think I've learned a lot even in this last month, is that me just being the person that I am is, like, does make people feel more comfortable, and that makes me just super happy. Like, I want people to feel comfortable to be them. So if me being me allows people to feel more comfortable and being themselves, like, that makes me super happy, because that's what everyone should be. Like, everyone's so unique, and I think that getting to have a safe place to just be yourself and around people who you also feel safe being yourself fully around is, like, that's, I don't know, this makes me happy.
As it should. Like a cool, like, being able to, like, live without, like, that weight or the expectation of just, like, oh, this is who you are, and I love that, and I'm gonna, like, I don't know, the word, like, unapologetically you is, like, one thing that's said often, but it's more like, I'm happily me, and I want you to be happily you, like, just appreciating that it's really beautiful to see. So I love that about you very much. When was the last time you were afraid, and why?
Almost totaling the van with the deer moments ago. That would be a good fear.
Yeah.
But
which is not your fault.
Yeah. Or life stuff. Probably last year when I was going through a breakup, I felt like I kind of lost a bit of direction in what I wanted to be doing, or, you know, because I think, and I'm sure other people do this as well, but for me, I may put a little too much identity into, like, being in a relationship, and not that that's a bad thing, but for me, like, it then, when we did break up, then it felt like I didn't really have a direction on where I was supposed to be going, and that kind of scared me, because I'm always very sure of, you know, like, okay, this is my next goal, and this is what I'm, like, working towards. And so for me to feel that was very, like, this rare feeling that I hadn't really experienced and I hadn't really ever gone through before. So that was scary, and just that it was an unknown feeling that I now had to grow into and move past and figure out, like, okay, now what what is important to me and what do I actually want right now and moving, like, in the next few years and in my life. So yeah, I think that was probably the last time I was like scared in a sense of my life versus just hitting a deer or
Yeah, that's fair. I think, yeah, you're right. It's not something that, like, fear of, like, the pressure of that relationship or the power that that relationship holds and just the change that comes when we step in and out of big moments like that for our lives. So for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, and the deer, I mean, the deer is the deer, but, like, technically that was, like, more a moment of, like, your reaction time than the incredibleness. We came within like a millimeter of a deer crushing us, all three of us in the car, and no one screamed.
It was very silent,
and every single one of us thought of something different.
priorities,
our own safety, the vehicle, and then
the deer. Everything was covered.
Yeah, it was all covered. But yeah, that's it. Would you say there's a moment in your life that changed you or taught you something?
Oh yeah. Very significant moment in my life. It was my first trip to swim with humpback whales in Tonga. I was in a fairly bad relationship, and when I went on that trip, obviously, like, swimming with whales was amazing. But the space that I had to then feel like myself again and around people who appreciated everyone being themselves and the uniqueness of that, made me feel very safe. And I realized, like, that I wasn't doing anything that was making me work towards my goals. Mm-hmm. And I had this realization on that trip that I was like, what am I doing? Like, I am not even like the person that I have always been or want to be. This is not like what I want to be doing with my life. I also like fell in love with free diving in the ocean on that trip. So I moved shortly after that trip. I started doing photography. It completely changed my life after that trip. And like, not only just like taking a trip for a couple weeks, I was in Tonga and then New Zealand with a girlfriend, but the space that you get with other females or with other friends was so necessary, and me being able to realize the person that I wanted to become and the trajectory of that path was not what I was on. And I needed to change significantly to be the person that I wanted to be, or just to be me again. Like, I didn't feel like I was me being where I was kind of stuck. I have a trend here about relationships, clearly.
Yeah, the trend that you, like, allow people to impact and change you, and you, I think, really consciously and beautifully, you refuse to not give up on the person you're meant to be, and I think that's really the beautiful thing that comes out of that, and just how even in that is, like, okay, like, I'm on this path, and, like, I think people often find themselves in that way, where it's like, yeah, but, like, what do I do from it? Like, where do I want to go from that? And so that's cool. And I love the like, yep, all right, we're going to move forward in that. Here's
180 degrees. Let's go.
And sometimes that's necessary. And the ocean doesn't hurt to help bring that clarity to the mind for sure.
This is a little off topic, but I had done this like 12-hour, I can't remember the name of it, but it was like a 12-hour Navy SEAL training. And one of the Navy SEALs had said, you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I swear, I repeat that sentence in my head so many times. And as uncomfortable as, you know, leaving a situation or moving across the country or changing your entire life is, it's like, those are the moments that you grow the most. This is the moments that you do change your life a lot. And it's not like, not always does it take like a day or a week or a month or even a year. Like, sometimes they're much slower, but that has been something I've lived by, and I had lived that in those moments of severe changes that took me to another level that I am at now, or had been at, or grew from.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And appreciate that a lot in you, for sure. And I get to benefit from knowing this version of you, which is even more you and even more fun.
You have the just raw everything from me now. Nothing you don't.
We've experienced, nope, not a thing. We've experienced, like, I know you joked earlier of, like, just how, you know, usually you go through, like, high school and college to get this level of bonding, and we just crammed it all into 5 days.
Yep, just packed it in there, with all three of us.
Which is great. Okay, so I guess a little bit in that line. You haven't known me for too long, but enough here. But what is something you think you and I have in common?
Everything. We finish each other's sentences. I'd say very similar in the ease in which we communicate with random people, and which I actually don't see all the time. And I have a couple really close friends, and they're very similar to that too. But yeah, you're very natural with people, and while I'm not always that natural with strangers, there is a lot of very similarities in how we talk to people.
I love that. I love sharing that with you. And yeah, it is something that's really cool to see. Like, I've noticed that. I would say, like, yeah, it's not something I see often in others, where just an ability to really hold space for people, and you do a beautiful job with that, and just like a beautiful job because it's sincere, it's in your heart. So yeah, for sure.
As
that's cool. Love that. What is something you are looking forward to?
Food. Oh my gosh. Outside of this trip. Within this trip, food, it would be wonderful, but I doubt that I'm going to get that tonight, because it's about midnight and we're still 2 hours away from where we need to be. Well, maybe an hour and a half by now, but no, what I'm looking forward to is some of the trips that I have planned, mostly because of the people that are going, whether it's, I have a, you know, wedding in June in Italy, and then, or just our trip that we will be going on together in Iceland. And I've never been to Iceland. I know it's a very popular destination, but I just haven't been there. So I'm super excited about that. And just the story that, you know, Daniel wants to tell, and, getting to, like, be with a group of people that, I mean, you and I now know each other, but we don't really know everyone that's on the trip. And I think that's so fun, because you just get to, like, know people, like, brand new friendships, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, for sure. I can agree with that. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that as well, for sure.
Yeah.
Haven't been there either, so it's a new one for both of us. But
oh, I thought you had.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Ooh, this will be fun.
Yeah, we'll get lost together. Well, we know your reaction time is great in a car, and you're good at driving, so we'll be just fine. We'll be fine. On the other end of that, is there anything you wish was over already, or maybe didn't exist in the world today?
Over already or didn't exist? Wow, what a good question. I think we could do without plastic. To be honest, there's so many other, like, things that we could be using, and that we have used in the past. I mean, obviously I love the ocean as well, so that's a big contributing factor to my answer. But yeah, I'm gonna go with that one.
Done. Snap our fingers and you're rid of it.
See ya.
I'm a big fan of the ocean as well. So yeah, it's funny. Yeah, I know. Like, I'm like, well, we live here. It's kind of like our home, and we kind of need the ocean. So maybe we should take care of the place.
I think people, just because they don't see it as often, and things are not, you know, if you're driving on a road and there's trash, you obviously see it. It's like more aware than when you're just looking out into massive space of endless blue, and so you don't really see it, right? You're not seeing the effects that it's having on it like it does on land. And so I think it's harder for people to understand why it's bad, or why it's so detrimental, like trying to get rid of. So
yeah, I think for sure. Yeah, no, I agree. I think it is. It's like, I think most people don't have this like, oh, I don't care about the place I live. It's just, again, like you said, out of sight, out of mind. It's not an impact. But when you spend a lot of time in the water, it hits a little differently for sure. So yeah. What would you say makes you feel known and valued?
Well, I've never asked that question. Valued. Valued? Like, I feel valued when people come to me for communicating or conversing, or if they have, say, type of problem and they just need, like, to talk about it. Like, I love when my friends utilize me in that way. Like, please, just talk to me. I will just sit and listen for hours. Like, whatever you need, that makes me super happy, and it brings me a lot of, like, obviously joy, and, like, that makes me feel very valued because they, you know, are trusting in me to hold space for them or talk to them. Feel known. I feel like the known is going to come later in my life. And it's just, I'm not quite there yet. But, yeah. And I don't know why that's my answer, but that is what I'm thinking right now.
I can appreciate that. Yeah, that's fair. No, I mean, I think, again, like, these are all questions and answers that are like you at a snapshot at a moment in time of who you are right now, and they don't have to hold weight for who you will always be or how it is. So, yeah, appreciate that. All right, I know we are get to travel a bit, and you've lived in some different places, but where do you call home, and what makes it home to you?
Home has always been a bit of a strange word and meaning for me. I didn't really feel like I had a sense of home for a really long time growing up. Like, I just felt like it wasn't, that wasn't home, and I moved a lot and obviously traveled a lot, and the first time I experienced that was actually when I had moved out to Maui in 2019, which is actually crazy because I was in my like mid-20s by that point. That was the first time I was like, oh, like, this is that place that in my subconscious mind I've been like looking to be at. But most of the time, if I was defining that feeling, it's usually with people. So whether it's friends or my siblings or relationship, like, there's a deep connection for home and people that I'm surrounded by. So while I'm traveling, I actually have a tattoo on my arm that is Fernweh. So it's German for, actually, you should know this, Laura. it's like this longing, or when you are not traveling or experiencing things. When you're not traveling or meeting new people or having these new experiences, you feel homesick for those things. And that is something I've just felt since I was a kid. And when I travel, I feel like I find a lot of people that feel like home because I connect with them on a deeper level than I typically do. Yeah, than I typically do. That's a period. I don't know why that was like a dot, dot, dot sentence.
That's fair. No, I didn't know that was a word. I didn't know that was a thing. I feel like I understand that a lot. Like, the sense of, like, feeling, yeah, for sure, like, home with people and home with, you know, people you can connect with. And it is. It's often you find that when you're traveling, or people who are traveling, or maybe just chasing, not chasing like you can't catch something or running away from something, but just like pursuing life and connection in a different way with an open heart and an open mind. And
I don't necessarily like when people say like, oh, find your tribe, but that's kind of like what it is. It's like you're finding your community, but your community just happens to be very spread out, and like your people are just not all in one place.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. It's just, you know, it's very different than what society tells you that, oh, well, home should be this white house with a white picket fence in this neighborhood with children and all this stuff. And that's fine for some people, but for me, it's like, that's not how I would ever define it.
I love how you said that, like that I have my community and my tribe, but it's just really spread out, because I don't think anyone's ever like put like that in such perfect words. So I very much resonate with that. Yeah, I think it's just, that's put really, really well. And I really relate to that, and I really understand that, because I if you're in a sport community or, you know, a whatever religious community or cultural community, they're often living in the same space. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a community. It's just spread out. So yeah, I love exactly. that. Yeah. What is something you wish you didn't struggle with?
Procrastination.
I'm so bad at it. Oh my gosh, it's terrible. I really am trying to get better, but man, I wish I just didn't have to worry about it.
I'm so efficient right before something's due, or right before you need to do something. Man, I could get it done, but it would be so much easier on my brain and my life if I could just figure out how to stay disciplined enough to actually do it sooner.
Fair, it's fair. But, you know, the fun things come out of you at the last minute, so it's good. We kind of like travel and drive in that procrastinated state on this trip as well. Might be part of our problem.
It's probably why we haven't eaten.
It might have something to do with it. Maybe in that vein a little bit, but what is something you used to struggle with but don't anymore or have grown in?
Being vulnerable. I used to see it very much as like, oh, if I'm vulnerable with people, like that's weak and people are going to take advantage of that, and like, you know, I have to protect that from people. A few years ago I had found a really good therapist. I have had other ones in the past, but, and he sent me this TED talk about vulnerability. And since I watched that TED talk, because it was so powerful, I think it was actually called The Power of Vulnerability. But ever since I watched it, I started implementing, like, very slowly. Obviously, it's scary to be vulnerable with anyone, but realizing that if I'm vulnerable and I'm opening up, other people do that too, or they just, you deepen connections, you deepen friendships by being vulnerable, by asking for help is another one that I used to struggle with, and like sometimes still do, but it's just amazing, like just simply leaning into your friendships and relationships and family and like actually being vulnerable enough to ask for help, or vulnerable enough to just share about your own experiences or negative things that have happened to you is like so powerful. And I really value that now with, you know, within myself and within other people.
Yeah, for sure. Big time. It's crazy. It's like we go through this point in life, and like when you realize that you're like, oh, it's not negative to have emotions and feelings and to share them and let other people, like, you know, again, it again aligns with a theme of who you are as a person, of like holding space for people and things that you value in that way, and just realizing like I'm giving someone else permission to be them when I'm me, mm-hmm. in all of my experiences, good and bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, that's beautiful. All right, here's a fun one then.
Okay.
If I were to give you $10,000 and you have to spend it down to zero in 2 weeks, you cannot give it away, mm-hmm. what would you do with it?
Invest it. And then let it grow.
All right, fair enough. Easy answer.
I think that, yeah.
Cool.
Because then I could have so much more to utilize, and like, whether it's, you know, investing in again, or, you know, buying a house, or maybe a sailboat, or just, you know, being able to make an impact in a better way. Like,
yeah.
It just, that's my smart financial decision that I would do.
Fair. I like that one. All right, that's good. What would you say makes you feel at peace?
Diving. Being underwater. Like free diving, not like scuba, but free diving definitely makes me feel the most peace and the most disconnected, but also connected.
Does that make sense?
Very much.
To me.
Yeah, just like, I don't have any thoughts when I'm free diving. I'm very present. I'm very present.
I'll take it.
I'm very present in the moments when I'm in the ocean and diving, and just, it feels very meditative. It's probably the most meditative that I've ever felt. And yeah, I was almost like an addiction, which I love it.
It's like a really healthy addiction.
It's a really healthy addiction, guys.
It is. I think so. No, that's fair. I definitely can understand that one. Would you say that your life feels steady or uncertain right now?
I think it's a mix of both. There are things that feel very steady that I'm very confident in, but there's also things that I'm like, I need to figure that out. So it's like it, but I think it kind of always is. I don't think I'm ever like 100% like, oh yes, I know everything. And I think that, like, I always think extremes are one way or the other. They're always like not good, because if you're completely steady, then maybe you should be like taking a little more risk. And if you're completely chaotic, then maybe you should just, like, you know, chill out a little bit. So I think a balance between the two is actually like a good thing. But yeah, there's some things that, like, I'm definitely like stressed about and feel very chaotic and not great, but I know it's, you know, I'm gonna get through them and I'll work through them, and I'm not, you know, worried about how that looks in the future. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's a mix of both.
Fair.
All the time.
Yes.
You know, it varies in percentages for one or the other, but
yeah, the percentage can change, but yeah. That's yeah. Okay. All right, this is my loaded question.
Oh boy.
There's a warning with one, so it's a
God. Right, let's hear it.
If you were to share something with the opposite sex that maybe they normally wouldn't receive while coming from you as a woman, whether that's a compliment, a criticism, something you wish men knew or understood about women, or something you wish they knew or understood about themselves, but something if you were to tell them, they would just hear it and accept it. What would you share?
I think I would say something along the lines of that it's okay to... There's a trend in my answers. It's okay to be vulnerable. Like, you can still be in a friend position and, you know, especially for me, like, I share a lot of kindness with people, and sometimes it gets taken the wrong way. But I, like, genuinely want to be kind. And yeah, that's, I think guys can sometimes take that the opposite way and like, oh, they're interested or, you know, flirting with me just because they're being nice. But that, I feel like these are like two answers, but these are what's on my mind. But the whole vulnerability part is also like, I think even if they were talking to men or women, like, there's not, it's not weakness to be vulnerable and or talk about things with people. And I think as a society, like, they, you know, we kind of downplayed that. Like, women talk about their shit to each other way more. Like, we babble about all of the things. And I think guys don't always do that. And I think if I could say something, I'd probably just say, like, it's okay, like, go talk to your guy friends or your female friends and, like, let them just be your friends. And, like, that's not gonna make them fall in love with you because you're vulnerable. Like, it's okay, we know how to just be friends. So
yeah. Amen. Maybe.
I don't know.
No,
that was a great answer, but
I think that's a great answer. And I think, yeah, I mean, again, jokingly, like, yes, of course there's a trend in your answers and how you talk, because it's authentic and real for who you are. So there should be a trend. But yeah, I appreciate that a lot. And I think it is. It's like, yes, talk to each other, communicate, like, have friends, guy friends, girlfriends, but be heard. You're valued and it's relevant. So yeah, I love that. All right, you shared a little bit of a TED talk before, but on that line a little bit, if you were to have a large group of people before you and you were to share a bit of advice, a life lesson, something you feel like humanity should know, what would you say?
There's a book that I read. Speaking of books, I don't remember the name of it, obviously.
That's okay. Obviously. Sorry.
But when I have some, you know, anxious and avoidant tendencies, but when my anxious gets triggered, anxiousness, I tend to overthink. And this book had said, like, to kind of combat that, it was like, first ask yourself, like, is it true? And it goes on to ask, like, other questions in this series of, you know, making sure that you're not just overthinking it, but simply just asking yourself, like, oh, somebody so-and-so doesn't like me, or this is how maybe they're feeling this way. And then asking yourself, is it true? Like, is that thought that I'm creating in my brain, is it true? Has helped me so often. And most of the time I'm like, no, like, I can't really say that it's true because I'm just creating this idea in my head. But I think that's helped me a lot, and maybe it'll help. I know it'll help other people because it's clearly written in a book and read by many people. So
things written in books are true.
Yes.
No. But I say that sarcastically. But yeah, I think that's really cool. I love that. And I agree. I think it's one of those things, like you say, you know, you can overthink. And I'm like, so I think that's a thing. That's a great trait to get rid of in myself often. It's something I've grown in a ton as well. But like, to not overthink it, to not do that, and ask yourself, like, is there truth in this, or is it how I'm feeling right now? And so, yeah, I love that.
Me kind of creating this idea that from my anxiety rather than from what's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. All right, everybody, there you go. There's your grand advice from Charisse for the day.
3 seconds of advice.
Hey, 3 seconds of quality information is sometimes better than a lifetime of a whole lot else. So I'll take it. Do you feel like you know what your purpose is in life?
What is my purpose at midnight driving through Scotland?
Not hitting deer.
I think I'm still working on an exact answer. I think that it probably has something to do with helping people in a sense of, like, understanding themselves more, or, you know, understanding that it's okay to have contradicting elements about yourself, kind of that light and dark. And I think so many people focus on being happy and being, you know, positive and doing all these things that we forget that it's also okay to have the opposite, because you wouldn't even know what happiness is if you didn't know what sadness and anger and all these other parts of yourself are. And I feel like my purpose is something along the lines of helping people feel okay with that side. Mm-hmm. I have, like, some ideas for short films that kind of align with those similar things that I've recently been wanting to start filming, or sharing, or photos, or just, again, that holding space for people and, like, allowing them to just be, and, like, people realizing, like, it's really okay if you have this shadows of yourself or dark past or whatever that looks like. And that's only been something I've been realizing in the last couple of years. But somehow I, like, want to utilize that and, like, kind of create these spaces for more people to just be more okay with every part of themselves, instead of just trying to be positive and happy and good and, like, you know, all of the positive emotions that I think, especially recently, we kind of been flooded with. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, just do affirmations every day. Like, all these things are great, but it's like, you have this dark side too, and that's really okay. Like, that makes you who you are.
No, for sure. Yeah, I think yeah, there's, like, there's toxic positivity that can happen as well. But yeah, I appreciate that, the flow of emotions, the reality, the spectrum of it, of, like, happiness isn't there without sadness, and you know joy isn't there without grief, and each one has to be relevant.
The yin and yang.
Absolutely. All right, I know you have a few, but...
Can I ask you about skills again?
No. Well, you should share that. No, we'll leave that one alone. do you have a favorite tattoo? And if so, why?
I do have a favorite. You know, oh, I don't know. I might have two. Okay. I have nine. We've counted, actually, yesterday.
Recently, yeah.
We just talked about this. I have two. I have one on my ankle. It's a little shark, and it was a stick and poke that we were a group of friends that went on a sailboat to do some content for a ship out there, and we gave each other stick and poke tattoos, and we all got them. And yeah, it was just like a really fun memory of a really amazing time with really good friends, and so I really love that one. But equally as like meaningful is I have one on my inner arm, and it's very intricate and detailed, and I designed it just based on like things that meant a lot for me. And it's like this girl, and it has a lot to do with just like the transformation that you have within yourself at some point in time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've gone through a few of those. So yeah, that's another one. And I think because I designed it and it put a lot of time and effort into like making it very me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it means a lot to me too.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. And yeah, I love that. I was like, I know yours have meaning to you, and I know there's a story behind each one. So I love that. And I think they're always cool reminders and cool ways to hear more about who somebody is. So thanks for sharing.
I love all of my tattoos, but those are
for sure.
Tops, I guess. If I had to choose.
I made you choose, so that's fair. all right, I know there are many things. I'm sure there are many, many things, but what is something you've accomplished that you are really proud of?
Getting to work in the ocean as much as I do. Hmm. And that probably sounds kind of simple. It's like it's not this big achievement, but when I, like ever as young as I can remember, I always loved dolphins and had this subconscious knowing that I would be in some tropical place or in the ocean, and I thought that was going to be marine biology, and then I realized that marine biology has a lot of, I mean, there are some marine biologists that do a lot of field work, but at the time that I was kind of researching it, most of it was kind of in a lab doing research, which is awesome, but that I just wanted to, you know, be in the water with animals. Obviously the most fun part. So yeah, like I think that's probably what I say my like most proud one is just because I could look back at my younger self and, you know, she would be freaking out at what I get to do now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Maybe it sounds like not a big thing, but when you think of all the big things that happened to make that happen, I think that's awesome and very worth being very proud of. So really cool. Anything that makes your younger self go like, what? I did that?
Like, I would be stoked if I heard what I was doing now, what I got to do, and what I've gotten to do. I'd just be like, there's no way. That's not my life, you know? Well, it's 10 after midnight now.
Nope. Very sure. Very true. Very cool. So it is 10 after midnight. We still have a bit of driving left to do, but we're getting there. Well, Charisse, there's a lot I could say about you. I could probably take the next, you know, rest of our drive, which is a better part of an hour and a half probably. and just share about I don't know, the way you've even impacted my life in just these 5 days and in just the time I've gotten to connect and talk with you, get to experience you, get to be reminded to be myself, and just to make crazy memories with you. I love yourself too. I get to just have a sweet, sweet friend in you, and I'm so grateful for that. But
and just, yeah, the opportunity to share just a small bit of who you are with everybody. So I'm super grateful for that and your honesty and openness. But is there anything else you want others to know about who you are or what matters to you?
I mean, not that I can think of at this moment in time of the day, but I'm really grateful that you had me on your podcast, like that we got to spend some time together before making this happen. And even the fact that we're doing this while driving back to town south in Scotland makes just everything so much more meaningful and memorable.
It fits with our way of doing things.
Yeah, it fits our friendship.
Yeah, very much so. So, well, yeah, you are a gem of a human being. I'm really glad that you are more and more a part of my life, especially after this. And yeah, thanks for chatting and letting me ask you a bunch of questions while you're tired and hungry.
Thank you so much for having me at my hungriest moment.
No one is ever allowed to say that you get hangry or rude or anything, because we're hearing you now starving and tired.
So. I'm masking it.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. Thank you, my dear, very much.
Thank you
for tuning in to Your Fellow Human. Your reviews and support allow me to continue to share these incredible stories with the world. Please take a minute and write a review or share an episode on social media and tag me in the show. If you learned something, were impacted by this story, or if this episode changed how you see humanity, I would be so honored to hear from you. I just want to thank you for being a beautiful part of my community here. Sincerely, Your Fellow Human.